thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for another time that you have given us to study your word. But without the revelation of your precious Holy Spirit, God Almighty, we will receive nothing. So we ask you, loving Father, as you have given us your precious Son and also given us the written word, help us to receive insight and revelation. As we receive this and we may stand on the word of God, and O Lord, we walk forward as mighty soldiers in your army, conquering, taking over cities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right. Now, witchcraft in the church. Witchcraft in the church. That's the topic that we are going to study. The nature of witchcraft, we know that the witchcraft itself is the dominating force. It controls, it controls people. It's a dominating force, witchcraft. And usually it operates outside the church through spells, curses, and so on. The next word, the important word, is divination, which is the knowledge branch. Usually it is actually based on fortune telling, trying to know the future through other means than God. So that's the divination. Sorcery operates through objects, things, and so on, and definitely through drugs and music. Music, sorcery, satanic music within the church, how it infiltrates the church, comes inside the church to cripple the church. We will study that separately because it's a very, very important deep subject. Many churches are bound because of wrong songs and wrong music, not received through the guidance and the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So, witchcraft is closely connected with the church in order to cripple the church, in order to take over authorities. Now, wherever you find rebellion, stubbornness, you end up with witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. Some of you know that scripture, but again, it's always good to open the Bible, let your eyes see, or you can read it with me. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Now you can see here, rebellion is the outcome of the root witchcraft or divination. Some of you, the translation will say divination, and the others will say witchcraft, and others may say sorcery, but it's the same thing. See, he's talking of another illegitimate power. Now, rebellion started with King Saul, right? His self-will. He did not want to wait for God. He did not want to wait for the servant Samuel, prophet Samuel. He said, let me do the thing. And so he rebelled against the word of God in order to please the people. And finally, you can see in 1 Chronicles, you can just note it down, we won't go there, 10:13, he died because he consulted a witch. That was one of the reasons. He ended up with witchcraft. So can you see how Samuel discerned at the early stages that rebellion? And Samuel said, this has got something to do with witchcraft. So we need to pay close attention for stubbornness and rebellion. There is no place for rebellion within the people of God. Every time you see rebellion, God said, okay, I've had it. Let me do my work. He just got rid of those people, unless they repented. He just said, separate now. Separate. Moses, come on now. I have had enough. God hates rebellion. Now, rebellion sets up illegitimate rulership. Listen carefully. Illegitimate rulership. Witchcraft is the power, that means the satanic evil spirit, that supports that illegitimate rulership. Supposing a person is trying to, a deacon is trying to do the pastor's work without his permission, or arrange or do anything, whatever, without his permission. He usurps the authority. That is illegitimate authority. A thing which he has not received. So what happens is, he allows himself to come under the influence and the attack of this satanic spirit called witchcraft. And that spirit takes control of this person. And now it is not only just flesh, rebellion, but it's witchcraft coupled with it. So rebellion is the illegitimate rulership, sets up illegitimate rulership, and witchcraft is the power that supports illegitimate rulership. Wherever we find illegitimate rulership, you will find the spirit of witchcraft. Now, in English, again, there are some words. Control, dominate, manipulate, intimidate. These words are commonly used whenever you find the spirit of witchcraft is at work. It controls, dominates, or manipulates, or it intimidates. Now, I won't go into scripture after scripture again, because if we do that, we will end up with 2-3 cassettes and, you know, too much of time. I'm going to show you a person who controlled the people. Pharaoh kept the people of Israel against their will. He said, nothing doing, I'm not permitting it. The early church in the, while the church was in action, the priests and those scribes, the Sanhedrin, they threatened the disciples, the apostles, don't preach in the name of Jesus. Don't. They threatened them. That is dominating. They put them in prison. That's, they just gave themselves to the power of witchcraft. Now that's dominating or controlling. Now manipulating is a means to dominate. Usually men dominate. They're threatened and they say, no, you do this what I tell you. And the wife goes, you know, she's frightened. And but the wife, the ladies, they are veterans most of the time in manipulating. They won't dominate. Just like you take Rebecca. She manipulated and dressed Jacob like Esau. You remember that? That's called manipulation. And she did it so beautifully, even though Isaac recognized his voice, but then he got deceived. That's manipulation. So many examples you can see in the Bible. Intimidation, I'm just giving you some examples. Intimidation is you go on and on and on and on and on. Immediately you can remember Delilah. And she went on and on and on and on and on. The Bible says his soul came near almost to death. She must have just told him, why didn't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? You don't love me. You don't love me. You just told me lies. Why don't you tell me? Probably he went to the washroom. He came out. He went for a shower. He came out. You sat down to eat. You didn't tell me. Why won't you tell me? When are you going to tell me? And he said, oh my God, here she goes again. And she came to almost, he said, if I don't tell, she'll take my life out. You read that in the 16th chapter of Judges. That is intimidation. Now, manipulation and intimidations are steps, but the goal is to dominate. The goal is to dominate and take control of that person. Are you there? So these things you must remember. Now, whenever people dominate or manipulate or intimidate, even if they do not know, they run into Satan. You use your flesh, and then the self begins to come up, and Satan says, "Oh, that's my lifestyle. So I will send some help for you." And he will send the spirit of witchcraft, occult. Now, God does not allow anybody to control anyone. It is not the will of God for a husband to control the wife, or the wife to control the husband. No. The children to control the parents. No. Or the pastor to control the congregation, or the congregation to control the pastor, or the board people to control the pastor. No. Never. Nobody to control anyone. But there are lots of control that can be traced if we are very careful, looking to the Holy Spirit and asking him, "Oh Lord, what is happening?" Because witchcraft is a thing that spirit keeps the church in blindness. I'm going to show you. So we are going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, study how this vicious spirit works within the church to cripple the church. By the way, let me say at this point, brothers and sisters, no church is defeated from without. The devil cannot defeat any church from outside. No, always from within. It has to come inside, get hold of some people, and then he will work his way through. Always, you remember in John 14:30, Jesus said, "The prince of this world is coming." That means the devil is coming, I know, but he has nothing in me. That means none of his lifestyle, none of the things that he is looking for is in me. If we can say that individually, if our church can say that, the devil is coming, but we have nothing that he is looking for, that church will be powerful. That church, the devil cannot stand before that church. But there's going to be division. There's going to be all kinds of backbiting. There's going to be all kinds of soulish prayers. How can we say we have nothing? We have nothing that is what he's looking for. No, already we are defeated. We have opened the doors for the enemy. Now, witchcraft is the work of the flesh that we know. Galatians 5:19. We read about many sins over there. Firstly, there's physical sins, you know, like lust and fornication, adultery. Then he comes about idolatry and witchcraft, which arises from the flesh. Self rises and wants to do without the guidance and the help of the Lord. That's why the mind that is not surrendered to the Lord is flesh. And that mind will not obey the word of God. The Bible says in Romans 8. It will not. It is enmity with God. People do not know. The moment we take self and we do things by ourselves, it is going to be dangerous. Not depending totally, unreservedly on the Holy Spirit. God has sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and to empower us and to fill us with the presence of God. Amen. Come on, there is power in saying amen. Because I know there are certain spirits will not allow people to say amen. Yes. Yes. Amen means your spirit is agreeing with me. Unless you are taking a flight from here, you're looking at me. All right. Now, the witchcraft is an aspect which came out of the fallen nature of man. Out of what? A fallen nature of man. Listen carefully. Now, man was created to be a ruler. You agree with me? He was created to be a king and to rule under the authority of God. You should know these basic things, otherwise you're not going to enjoy the kingdom of God. He was created to rule under the authority of God. But the spirit of witchcraft usurped the authority of Adam, got hold of Eve, made her to rebel, and then later Adam never said anything. He again rebelled against God, and they sinned and they fell. All right? That was rebellion. That was self. What was the sin of Adam? Independence. When we do things now, we say we are Christians born again, and we go and do on our own. That is a sin of Adam. That is rebellion. And the root is witchcraft. So man, when he fell, watch this carefully, he lost his authority to rule, right? But he never lost the desire to rule. He never lost the desire, but he lost the authority of God. So what he does now is, no, I want to rule still. So he uses his self, and others go to Satan. Why? Because his inner nature is to rule. That's why when they fell, God said, Eve, I got something to tell you. Your desire is going to be towards him. What is that? Your desire is going to be rule over Adam. Some of us thought maybe Eve thought, well, God was saying to Eve, oh, you're going to look at Adam's face and then always admire him. Oh, how wonderful you are. No, no, no. You are going to desire his authority. And that's what is happening in the Western world. I'm so sorry, I'm not against women. But the women's liberation and all kinds of things and what is happening in the United States and Canada, you name it, in the Western countries, it is that. If you find 10 women who are working in churches, taking leading positions, it's hard to sometimes find 2 men. It's been so. But it's not your fault. I'm talking in general. Are you all listening to me? Yes, I know that you love me anyway. So he had the desire to rule, but he lost the right to rule. Under these conditions, he used illegitimate ways. And at this point, he came under the spirit of witchcraft. But now it is no longer the character alone. Now that man is driven by the spirit called spirit of witchcraft. Now Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us up to this point. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you again, my dear brothers and sisters, listen prayerfully. You have been chosen to listen to God's word even today in such a time as this. Yes, there are many thinking to commit suicide. There are many watching pornographic films right now with their beer bottles and all kinds of things. They're fighting and quarreling, but you are listening to the word of God. Be thankful. Be thankful. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing of the faith? Are you so foolish in having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Now, I told you on Sunday, even though Corinthians church, they had so many sins, different kinds of sins. There was fornication, there was division, there was all kinds of strife. And some people were taking some Christians to courts and many things happening. But Paul thanked God for them. And, you know, they were operating in many gifts. But when it came to Galatians, the church in Galatia, now these people straight away, Paul said in first chapter, I marvel. Turn to that first chapter. I just want to show you that verse. I am surprised, verse 6, that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Can you see? Straight away, he is putting the hammer on the nail. I am surprised, you Galatians. What has happened to you? You have witnessed miracles. Now, brothers and sisters, if Galatian church, now watch this. Do you know that church in Galatia, they were experiencing miracles? Oh yeah, it's there. In the third chapter, it is there. He who works miracles among you, Paul is telling. So they experience miracles, but yet their hearts have been deceived. They were bewitched. They were hypnotized. They lost their vision. The spirit of witchcraft hinders, differs, nullifies your vision, your calling. It stops your vision of going forward. You will not be aware of what's happening around you, but you will just come to church and get back home. Maybe just make a few notes in your Bible. That is all. But the call of God in your life, the Lord who had called you, even separated you from your mother's womb, all those things are blinded. You are hypnotized. That's why he says, who has bewitched you? That is a strong word. Who has blinded you? You Galatians? What has happened to you? You witnessed miracles over there. Now what has happened? You have gone back to flesh. You are depending on the flesh. You are not aware that the Holy Spirit has been working among you, through you. I marvel that you have gone to another gospel. If it can happen to the church of Galatia, it can happen to any church. And God has a purpose in putting that thing over here in the Bible to warn us in these last days. So listen prayerfully. You see, I want to say this. Now, the spirit of witchcraft, I remember telling you, a large part of the churches present day at this moment, they are bewitched by the spirit, for they do not know the reason why God has called them for. Only a few churches, if you take 100 churches, probably 2 or 3 had known the call of God. The others are like Queen Vashti, doing their own thing. They're involved in having meetings. And some meetings, real headache meetings. And you come to the meeting and say, oh my God, when is this going to end? Isn't it right? Isn't it right? Yes. True. It blinds the church. Witchcraft blinds the call of God, the forward march of the church, the reason why God has called. Now, the effects of the witchcraft within the church, it loses the vision of Jesus Christ crucified. It obscures the cross. The word obscures means to blur, to make it dim, to make it mysterious, to put a veil on top. It makes it confusing, the cross of Jesus Christ. God will never give anything to anybody except through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The vision of the cross is removed. Everything is removed in the church. Everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. That's why Paul said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes? That means your spiritual sight, your spiritual vision has been removed by this devil, by this witchcraft. What have you done now? He was crucified before your eyes. And you are blinded now. The spirit of witchcraft hypnotizes a church and makes them to do, get involved with something which God has not called them to do. Isn't that what is happening now? Yeah, most of the time. So it obscures the cross. Number two, Satan's objective in the church is to obscure the cross and what was accomplished by it. What Jesus accomplished, the exchange, the great exchange. He went to hell in order that we may go to heaven. He was rejected by the Father in order that you and I may be accepted by the Father. He bore our sicknesses that we may receive his health life. See? And by his stripes we are healed. He was punished that we may be forgiven. So the great exchange, it takes away that revelation of the cross. Witchcraft blinds the believers in the church and makes what God did through Jesus Christ on the cross a small thing, a veiled thing, a something very, you know, not that important. And you know, everybody just sits and then, what is next now? Okay, the announcements. All right, what is the other thing? Well, they look at the time when they're about to go. It nullifies the work of the cross. That's why Paul, brothers and sisters, used a very strong word here. I believe with all my heart, God has a purpose in making you listen to this message. And God has a purpose for this church. And we get together and wage war against this controlling spirit and kick that devil out of the church. We will make room for the presence of God to come. That's right. Thank you, Lord. I must say, I really sense a different anointing as I say this to you. And some of you, maybe, as you are listening to this message. Thirdly, we lose the sight and understanding of what God accomplished on the cross. Then Satan regains his position of mastery over us. The moment we lose our sight, what God did through Jesus on the cross, when we deviate from it, when we lose that revelation, then Satan back again, he takes control of ourselves. He regains his position. When self rules, Satan rules. After witnessing miracles and all kinds of things, the church in Galatia, they went back to their flesh, caught up by the spirit of witchcraft. And Paul, he was bold. He was not like these one of some of the preachers today who use nice, beautiful language. You know, he said, oh Galatians, you are foolish. You have been bewitched. Bewitched. See? So we need to pay attention to what God has to say these days about this vicious spirit that is operating. All right. Now, in the Old Testament, saints of God, in the Old Testament, we see two main people. One is a wizard, that is Balaam. The other one, a witch called Jezebel. Now, Numbers 22:5. Shall we take there? Shall we go there? Numbers 22:5. I'm going to show these things and then we will see what's happening now. Numbers 22:5. Many of you have heard about Balaam? Yes, okay. He's a notorious character. Then he sent messengers, verse 5, to Balaam the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settling next to me. Now, the king Balak hired him to curse Israel. To do what? To curse Israel. But God wouldn't let him. But I can't go to all those scriptures now. God wouldn't, you know the story. But God wouldn't let, every time he opened his mouth, the blessing came. He would come to curse, every time he opened his mouth, the blessing came. Now, later, he thought, now, this is too much now. You know, God has already designed now to bless Israel. Right? As long as Israel was under the covenant of God, as long as the children of Israel obeyed Jehovah, God protected them. He wouldn't allow anybody to curse. The same thing is true with the present day Christians. Present day, the church of God. That's right. As long as we remain in the covenant words, as long as we walk in with the Holy Spirit, God will not allow any striving words, any cursing words to come and damage you. No, he who abides in the shadow of the Almighty. Yes. You are under his wings. He shall protect you. The snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. Yes. So Balaam, you know, Balaam is a false prophet. He is. He's a false prophet. He's a soothsayer. This prophet is mentioned in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this now. Go with me to Revelation 2. Is 14. It is the Holy Spirit is speaking. And to the angel, I will read from 12. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. Who is that? Jesus Christ. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith even in the days which Antipas was my faithful mother, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold to the doctrine of Balaam. Can you see the name? This is a witch doctor, wanted a curse. I told you, curses operate by, witchcraft operates through curses and spells outside the church. But when it comes inside, brother, then the trouble comes for the church. So the Holy Spirit is bringing back again that the spirit of witchcraft that operated through Balaam to curse the people of God has come inside this church. Now he says, the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Are you listening to me? To commit sexual immorality. The people of Israel were asked to destroy everyone, the Midianites. But they went and spared the ladies and the children. And what happened was, the men fell in sin with those people. They committed fornication and adultery with those women and vice versa. Right? And because of that, the curse of God came upon Israel. Now listen carefully. The spirit of witchcraft through Balaam wanted to curse God's people. And God wouldn't let him. God wouldn't let him. But the spirit of witchcraft through Balaam saw that it failed in that method. It chose another method through Balaam. You know what he said? He counseled Balak to go and tell his men to intermarry with those people. And when they did that, they intermarried with Israel. And those men and these ladies committed idolatry with idols and brought the curse of God upon them. Can you see? It failed direct attack, but it came through the other source. How many of you are listening to me? Can you see that? Very subtle. Very subtle. You see? And it came and just attacked them. Attacked them. And then the curse of God came upon. Go with me to Numbers 31. Moses got angry about this. Numbers 31, 15. And Moses said unto them, have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. There you are. When God wouldn't let Balaam to curse, and Balaam go and then counsel them, you better have them. Get them married to those men and women. And the curse of God came upon them. This is Balaam mentioned here. Can you see in the New Testament how the spirit had crept inside the church at Pergamos? 2 Peter 2:15. Please take 2 Peter 2:15. They have forsaken the right way and gone away astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. See that? Balaam is mentioned again here. Then Jude 11. Again, the spirit is mentioned here. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit. Can you see that one? See? This is what it is. All the time. You see, one method fails, tries the other method, and makes people to get bound. Yeah. If you want to, for some people may have thought, what I thought to Balaam was a prophet of God. Joshua chapter 13 verse 22. You know, for some reason or other, God has had access to this man, but he was not a prophet of God. He was a diviner, a soothsayer. Joshua 13, 22. Balaam also, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. What happened to Balaam? The children of Israel killed him because he got involved in witchcraft. That was the penalty that was set by God for people who get involved in witchcraft. Deuteronomy chapter 18, you can see verse 9. Death was the penalty. So they killed Balaam. Yeah, they caught him and just slew him with a sword. Right. Now, the other character, of course, is the female character. That's Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, the king Ahab. The king of Israel, went and got married to a heathen woman. She was worshipping all kinds of demonic spirits, demons. And she usurped the authority of King Ahab. You know, he wanted a vineyard of Naboth. And then, you know, Naboth wouldn't give him. You know the story. And then he was sad. And then when she returned home, and then she found this man sad. And then she said, why are you sad? He said, oh, well, you know, like a child, he won't give you this vineyard. And then, and she said, for this, you are just leave it to me. She went inside the room, took his letter pad, and then, you know, put his signature and then sent it. And then, you know, the whole drama. That is exactly, she manipulated it and took control, the authority, and used Ahab's authority. Yeah. Used his authority, and she was a notorious character. She provoked her husband to do all kinds of things and made those hundreds of thousands of Israel to bow down to Baal, except 7,000 people who were reserved by God Almighty. And even made the great prophet Elijah to run away. But let me tell you, Wherever the spirit of Jezebel is present, God will always raise up Elijahs. God will raise up Elishas and Jehus. Amen. Oh yeah. Show no mercy to her. By the way, Jezebel, when I mentioned it, don't just look to focus your eyes on women. No, no. Jezebel is the spirit of witchcraft. It has no gender. But in order for us to know, immediately connect it with the Old Testament and see, aha, she was a witch. That spirit was working through her. Made all those people to sin against the Lord and commit adultery, idolatry, and all kinds of things. And so this spirit, brothers and sisters, is mentioned again in the New Testament. Mentioned by the Holy Spirit. Go with me to Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. Now you can see some of the same things. This is now the church's Thyatira. These things, verse 18, says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like a fine brass. I know your works and love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, with all these things, now Jesus is speaking through the Holy Spirit. I have a few things against you because you allowed that woman Jezebel. He is talking about that spirit of witchcraft. You allow that woman Jezebel who calls herself. Now this woman is actually, the spirit has taken hold of a woman. Right? In this church. She calls herself, that is, she has designated a name for her. Herself, a prophetess. To teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idol. The same thing that you read in verse 14, chapter 2, regarding the doctrine of Balaam. Watch that there. Well, to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Can you see that the same thing is mentioned? Why the same thing? The spirit of witchcraft is the same. Whether the spirit works through a man, Balaam, how it works through a woman, Jezebel, the same. The purpose is to take control. Take control. Dominate. Blind. Hypnotize. Take control of the board. But the target is the pastor. The target is the main leader. It will work its way through the prayer group. It will work its way. It will come inside the board. It will work its way to come inside the main ministers. It will work its way to come near possible pastor's wife, and it'll work its way to get hold of him so that the whole church can be crippled. But we are not ignorant of these things. Hallelujah! Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The trouble is, the people are so bewitched that they are not, what are we to do, pastor? Are you a soldier or not? That's right. Grow up. Babies cannot go to war. No. Babies will have to be put aside. And they were just, no, you just wait. You study about Adam and Eve, right? Noah's Ark, yes. Teach them about the animals we went inside. But you people are here for a business. Amen? You people are here to just get the devil out of your sight. Get every demon power that is hiding within the church. Out! No place here. No place here. Don't give him an inch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters, there's so much of power and the anointing God has invested in each believer. What are we doing? We just coming, just singing and just getting back home, not giving any damage, one small kick to one demon. Open your mouth wide. Use the authority God has given you. Stand on the word of God. Resist the devil and it'll flee from you. You see, this is another thing, you know. Bible says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You know what we do? We submit ourselves to the devil, we resist the Holy Spirit, and we are bah! We resist the Holy Spirit all the time. All the time. And he is folding his hands. Let me work here now. And he is performing certain things. You know, he wants to set free so many people. Because that is why he came upon Jesus, to set the captives free. That Holy Spirit is the same. And he wants to work through you. He wants to work through me in these last days. That's right. Our church, we must rise up. We have to wake up. Forgive me if the way of telling is wrong, or I don't know, my tone is wrong. This is all I can do. If you can do well, do it. That is all I know. But my intention, my heart, I want you to get vigorous against the enemy. Get filled with the word of God. Get filled with the Holy Spirit and stand your ground. Devil, not at East Toronto. No! No! Out your way. That's right. Before you could come on Sunday morning, you should have been on the real top, the high gear, and come and said, Hallelujah! That's right. You don't come and start your spirit just after coming on Sunday morning over there. No. You should have started it way back in the days ahead. Right. So this spirit actually has infiltrated that church, this spirit Jezebel, and she must have given all kinds of prophecies. You know, these spirits, some churches you will find, always one lady will prophesy. Have you seen that? And always another lady will interpret. Now she's speaking tongues, the other one will say, oh, thus says the Lord. Now I am not criticizing prophecy, I'm not criticizing interpretation. Why this is January to December, these two people. And everybody listened. Ah, is that right? Everybody closes their eyes. Oh, it's coming from God. Good times are coming. Rubbish. I don't see good times are coming. It's all bad times are coming over here. Amen. Bad times are coming for the whole world. But let me tell you, the light shall rise upon you. The glory of the Lord shall be seen. My. Don't you think that like the Galatian church, the devil has made another church into a religious tradition. Come on Sunday, sing, pay your tithes and say hi, bye. Say, I love you and go home. Nothing else. By the time you get out of the door, you look at me and say, did I meet you? Where are the soldiers? There's some fighting over there. Where are the others? Brothers and sisters, there is a time for everything. When the church is fighting over there, we should stop filling our stomach with patties over here. Today, have your patties. You can have your 10 patties after the deliverance is over. But come and stand there, hold your hands with somebody, and then pray for that sister which is on the floor. His body of Christ, one suffers, everyone suffer. Are you receiving this? Oh, the Lord has called us in such a time as this. Oh, so precious. And I am thankful to God, for he has permitted me to say these things to you. So this spirit, like now, even now, in many churches, they bind the pastor, they bind the board with their prophecy, with their interpretation of tongues. Oh, and that church is bound. oh, so and so prophesied, you know, and she's been always right. Is that right? No one checks it up. The Bible very specifically says, judge the prophecies. You have to be very careful. Judge it. That's the only place, brother. Do not believe every spirit, but test them whether they are of God. One girl came in the early stages of in our ministry. She came from a Hindu background, and she, you know, showed signs and everything that she was. We believed that she was really, really saved. And then later on, she became a Sunday school teacher, and I gave her the position. And then afterwards, and then you know, as 2-3 years went by, and she started to give me a different look, you know. And when she looked at me, I went. I told my wife everything anyway. Don't worry. That spirit of witchcraft, I tell you, it passes all kinds of lustful looks. And I told her, "Why, your eyes are a bit different, you know." And she said, "No, brother, I don't know. You see any difference in my eyes?" I said, "Yes." And she will wait, and then after every the prayer meeting is over, to make it everything short, let me say this. I want to, and as I go, okay, bye-bye, and they say, wow. And I go, oh, you know, I feel, sometimes I feel I should go behind it like that. And you know what? This vicious spirit that was in, I never knew. It came to a point, and then she said, she came to the point that she wanted to get married to me. Yes! That's my wife. She almost killed me. Listen, that spirit started to manifest. My goodness! Her eyes came just like that. When she prayed before, when she prayed, all will begin to weep. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. And people will be now to see my. And some of these girls, they don't know her. And that was a real witchcraft. Came to topple me and topple the church. And that devil will send such people, saints of God. It'll come like a viper. It won't come like a cobra. Cobra comes. Whoosh, It'll warn you, it'll try to attack you, but the viper will, when it stings you, oh! Only then you will know the snake was under the viper. And she went away from the church. We called her. We thought that we will deliver her, but then God's plan was, he said, no, you don't need her. Get her out of the church. She went away. There was a lady who used to prophesy in the middle part. It's called Vavunia. There's in Sri Lanka. And the evangelist was sent over there. This lady used to all the time. She was there for 8 years. Prophesy and prophesy and prophesy. They all listened to her. And this evangelist went there. And she got up and prophesied. And he went near her. You are a devil, you know. Come out. She was thrown away. You need discernment these days. You need discernment these days. Jesus said, the wolf will come putting the sheep's clothing. Can you see that? These spirits are sent systematically into churches to confuse, to bring division, all kinds of things. And we said, oh God, yeah, we thought it was flesh. Grow up. Yeah, there is flesh, but there are demons also. So these two main characters are mentioned in the Old Testament, Balaam and Jezebel. Are they not coming in the New Testament? I just now showed you. And Jesus is speaking through the Holy Spirit that I gave her time to repent. And you know what the accusation the Lord is saying? I have this against you. You are tolerating this woman. In other words, you are tolerating this spirit. You are tolerating rebellion within the church. And I don't like that. Jesus says. There's a lot of toleration these days. A lot of toleration. And
We just stomach it and stomach it and stomach it and stomach it. Oh, well, brother, what to do? We will pray. What pray? There's a time to take discipline. The early church, they never waited. They said, if this man is not repenting, Paul said, get him and give it to the hands of the devil. Hello? That man was committing fornication within Corinthian church and he wouldn't repent. He said, in front of this, by the power of the Lord, my spirit is present with you. I am handing him over to devil. So that his flesh may be destroyed and his spirit may be saved. These are all things written down in the Bible. There is a time for discipline. There is a time for prayer. There is a time for action. When there is a time for action, you are not to pray. Joshua, get up! Get up! There is something gone wrong inside. Don't pray now. Why do you pray? Sometimes prayer is an excuse. It's a cop-out. We need to do something. You are giving me nice smiles. I don't know why. Praise the name of Jesus. So these two characters are mentioned. This witchcraft spirit, the doctrine of Balaam, this, you know, intermarrying and eating sacrifice to idols and spiritual adultery. You know, spiritual adultery. Loving the world and loving the always ends up with physical adultery. Loving the things and loving this world. It starts with that and then it takes those people to physical adultery. The root is spiritual adultery. Yeah. All right. So much so we are doing fine, aren't we? Right. False prophecies, controlling the board members, controlling membership team, controlling the pastor, music team controlling the others or controlling the pastor, worship leader or musician, or the pastor being controlled by the whole people. Oh, that's too bad. Woe to that church if that's like that. Because, see, the witchcraft spirit longs to come inside the church, into prayer leaders. These are the people who are in target, right? The prayer leaders, the church secretaries, worship leaders, song leaders, musicians, pastors and their wives. We need to pray all the time, pastor, for the pastor and his wife. Oh, yes. The main targets of this enemy is those other people. And the spirit of witchcraft, that is spirit of Balaam or spirit of Korah or spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel hates messages given by servants of God when they rebuke you. She hates message of repentance. She hates prophetic message. She hates the prophets. She wants to kill them. She killed many prophets of God. God had put it down there for us to see. Anybody giving a message, a sermon with rebuke, hard preaching, she doesn't like it. She hates it. She says, is he preaching? I'm not coming. No. He's not nice. Were nice preachers. That's why she hated Elijah. He said, Ahab, you are the troubler of Israel. There shall be no rain. And he brought judgment there. And Jezebel wouldn't like it. She wouldn't like it. Brothers and sisters, if we tolerate this, if we keep quiet and we are bewitched with our beginning and the end of our service, the way it goes every Sunday, our eyeballs are gone like Samson. The first thing the spirit of witchcraft did was they came, took his eyeballs, and he said, that's why Paul says you are bewitched. Jesus was crucified before your eyes. What has happened now? The churches cannot find out their call. The believers cannot find out their call.
You have a call. You have a call. There is a purpose still why the Lord has kept this church over here.
And God sent his servants. There is a plan and a purpose. So in these churches, when the witchcraft is in action, watch this carefully. Theology will be exalted and focused on above a revelation. I will go a bit slow here. No revelatory preaching, but just theology. Intellectual education will be exalted above character building.
Oh, that preaching was really knowledgeable.
But you go out as the same devil. No character building. When you touch the character, we are not coming. Yes. Psychology shall be exalted above the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. No discernment, but psychology. Studying about that and this. Mind. Trying to find out. Now this is interesting. Program of the church shall be exalted above the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The church is involved and focused on programs. What shall we have for the coming month? What shall we have? What meetings we will have? What type of meetings? Grandma's meetings, Papa's meetings, children meeting, men's seminar, women's seminar, youth seminar. What else?